in or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main in Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
What's Kwok ranting about?
I have no idea what I'm doing, but I know I'm doing it really, really well.
Find out weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, hour two out of bounds. William Quagamus, Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program. I can't get past this. James, we're coming right to you in a second. Oklahoma is the University of Oklahoma, right? Right? Like they say it's OU, but it's actually the University of Oklahoma. Is that right?
You know? I don't know.
The only reason is because I looked up at my TV and the Pat McAfee show is up on our
screen. It's the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah, so
in Norman.
Pat McAfee is doing the dreaded recruiting commitment press conference.
Oh, that's not good.
Pat is live from Oklahoma University, and people would think that because they are OU. They are OU. And why they're OU, I cannot tell you, but it's actually U of O. So Oklahoma, much like Auburn, not really sure what you're about, who you are, and it does cause problems like this. I don't know. When we came back from break, it's almost like my eye spotted a grammatical error, and I just had to fix it real quick. Before we go to James, I do want to tell you about PhD weight loss. Speaking of errors, one error that we make, we're talking about weight gain, weight loss, that sort of stuff, is, you know, weight gain is what we did when we were just eating and natural, but we need these other substances in order to do weight loss. When you think about it like that, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're able to just eat and be unhealthy and you end up with weight gain, you didn't do that with pills. You didn't do that with shots. You didn't do that with pharmaceuticals. And yet we try to take pharmaceuticals to get off of that. No, there's a natural way to gain weight just by eating poorly. There's also a natural way to lose weight by eating better and by retraining your body and retraining your mind. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss have done. That's how I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. That's how John Haidt had success and Mike Vaughn had success. I saw Mike earlier. That's how Don Munson had success and countless others in our audience either have had success or are having success with the PhD weight loss program. You can throw $20,000 a year for Ozempic or some of the other drugs and shots, or you can do it the natural way and just let your body help you lose the weight faster and more efficiently and more effectively. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Kansas is another school that does that.
University of Kansas?
It's University of Kansas, but they use KU. According to the Googler over here, it's a pretty common thing to do.
Really?
To flip it around. I never thought about it.
Why would you do that? I guess UO sounds weird. Oh, UO about, is Oregon, actually.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
What do you...
Never thought about it.
So now you're in a rabbit hole.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can already tell.
Checking out all the schools.
Text from the 864 says it has to do with the Big Eight. Big Eight tradition was to end with you, so all these schools. Texas doesn't. Texas was Southwest Conference, though, but maybe that's it in the Big Eight. That's interesting. Let's go
the convention is common in the Midwest and Plains states. So.
God, that's so. Man, y'all are weird. Be who you are, man.
For many reasons.
Be who you are for many reasons. Let's go to Gamecock James up with us next on the phones. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well. Got a few questions. Who is going to be the new man to put on the head for Lee Corso? Do you know?
They are not doing it. So they are discontinuing that tradition, which I think that's a good move. I think that's Lee Corso's more than it is college football's, and so I support that decision for them.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard. I didn't know that. Okay. The next one is Bryce Elder for the Braves. Do you think the lights come on for him?
I don't know. He's pitching better. I do know that. He's pitching better. I hesitate to say that because I'm still – Ben's giving me the look of somebody who wants me to say, no, Bryce Elder does not have the light come on.
No, I don't know.
But this is why, though, because the second we do that, he's going to give up 7 earned and 2 1/3 and give up 4 home runs, you know? I don't think he's trustworthy yet.
He's had 4 good starts in a row, which that's unusual for him. So you just hold your breath every time he goes out there, though. You're right.
That is a good point. One thing to avoid right now, and I try to be realistic. One thing that you can do right now is the season's over, the pressure's off, and people start performing better because there's no pressure to perform. Like, there's nobody breathing down Bryce Elder's neck. He's not in danger of getting sent down. They're not in a playoff race. Nobody's really paying attention or watching the games. So you can pitch well. But it doesn't necessarily mean when there are playoff expectations next year that Bryce Elder's going to show up and pitch well. Maybe he will, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The last thing is Lenore Sellers. I know it's still early on him, and he's got a lot of work to do, but, man, he looks good every time he goes out, and he just wins games. I mean, I was watching last night quarterback's name for Philadelphia?
Jalen Hurts.
He reminds me a lot of him because he can take off and run, or he can throw. He can make the throws. I think he's going to be a great pro quarterback. I don't know, but I know he's got a lot of work to do and polishing up to do. But, man, every time he goes out, he shows out, really. I mean, I don't think he's had a bad game since maybe the Old Dominion last year when they played so poorly. But man, he's impressive. What do you think?
Well, I would agree, James. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I 100% agree with Sellers. If you're looking for a comp, I mean, Jalen Hurts is not the worst comp in the world. Sellers may be drafted higher than Jalen Hurts, as a matter of fact.
Lenore Sellers is so much better passer right now than Jalen Hurts was at this point in his career. Like, it's not that's not even close.
That's a good point. Yeah, Hurts became a better passer the year he was at Oklahoma, which would have been his fourth year in college.
In fact, as a sophomore, I would argue, and it's open to opinion, obviously, but I don't think Jalen Hurts even profiled as an NFL quarterback, period. We had conversations about him being a tight end, Quark.
Great point. Yeah, we were talking about him like Logan Thomas. not far away from when he actually was drafted. There's no question about that.
I say Lenore Sellers is Donovan McNabb.
That, to me, that's a better the Donovan McNabb, like Dante Culpepper throwback, like big stretch. Not, we talked about this last week, not Ben Roethlisberger, not like, you know, throw you away like a giant being tackled by toddlers, not like that, but quick enough, shifty enough to be able to get around you, also with a cannon, and also with some authority that he can run between the tackles. I like the Donovan McNabb comparison. I think that's really good. What do you make of? We haven't really talked about this week because a lot of the a lot of the results are still pending. What do you think of Garrett Nussmeier now being the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy? It's Nussmeier and Sellers 8-1, 9-1 right now.
You got to consider where they started in the Heisman race in the preseason and what they look like in week one. I personally think Sellers, it will remain in that race, but I can understand Nussmeier maybe more than I do Sellers, and that's not in any way a knock on Sellers, but I mean, that was part of the billing of LSU Clemson, right?
Yes, you know, it was.
The winner of this game might be the best team in America, and their quarterback, the winning quarterback, most likely is going to be the leading Heisman candidate. And at least the second part of that is proven true. And like I say, it depends on where you start in the rankings, too. He was highly thought of coming out of last year, so I'm not surprised by that at all.
I'm not either.
And, you know, and then you also have to consider what other people around him did. Arch and Cade, neither one had good games.
Julian Sain.
Sain. But especially, I mean, Arch. Was Arch Manning the number one, had the best odds?
I believe so.
At one point he did.
Arch and Cade.
And like I say, neither one of them had good games. So
it's interesting. The reason I ask that question is that I do think Nussmeier had the most impressive performance. He didn't necessarily have the best stats or anything like that, but I think in terms of what they did, Nussmeier, among the guys up there, was most impressive in the environment he was put in.
Yeah.
I think.
Julian Sain was fine. I mean, that was a big game. First start, I get all that. In my opinion, Bryce Underwood looked better than he did. John Mateer looked better than he did. Who's the kid at UTSA?
I could have told you an hour ago because I was looking at potentially playing that game in the dock.
I mean, even at that level, I think that's who I'm thinking about. Just had a phenomenal game.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you here in a second.
McCown.
Who is it?
Owen McCown.
Owen McCown. There we go. Owen McCown. There were some sort of non-household names that rocked it against decent competition. By the way, the leading passer in the country, they're 0-1. Many of us think they're going 0-2. Do you know Sawyer Robertson is the leading passer in the country right now at 419 yards a game? I mean, it's only one game, but Sawyer Robertson. Sawyer Robertson, John Mateer, Darian Mensah. And then former Vandy backup A.J. Swan at App State threw for 368 and four touchdowns last week. Some weird names up at the top of that list. Yeah, in terms of quarterback rating, I mean, most of the guys at the top of this list either didn't play anybody or play for terrible teams, so nobody's going to really care. I don't even know what the number is. Jalen Daniels right now. If they beat Missouri, they're 3-0. Daniels has been efficient. He's 6th in the country in passer rating, and he's like nowhere on the board. I'm looking to find this guy. Jalen Daniels is 50-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. They go 3-0. I look around. Okay,
that's pretty good odds right now.
I mean, look at the Big 12. Okay, look at what's going on in the Big 12. Arizona State looked a little wobbly in the opener. Kansas State looks kind of bad. Iowa State, I'm not feeling super warm fuzzy about them. Baylor's 0-1, could very well be 0-2. They got to go on the road to face a ranked team in SMU this weekend. And I don't care how good you are, you start 0-2, that it can come off the rails very, very quickly. You look at the favorites in the Big 12. Kansas is just, you know, they're just gliding right along, just sitting right there. They beat Missouri. People are going to start noticing again. But this is almost a complete 180 from. Remember last year we had high expectations for Kansas, and they started like 1-3, and the offense looked balky. They had Jeff Grimes as their OC, and it just was not working. It did not work at all with Daniels. He looked deer in the headlights, was like patting the ball, trying to hold it in the pocket. It was dumb. It was a dumb-looking offense. This year they're letting him cook. 50-1. I know the guy gets hurt constantly. That would be my concern, but like, would you rather throw, you know, 10 bucks on 50-1 with Jalen Daniels or throw 10 bucks on Garrett Nussmeier 8-1? I mean, I don't know that anybody up at the top makes me feel all warm and fuzzy right now. As a Heisman, like what we think that a Heisman candidate looks like.
Where is Haynes King on that list? We were talking about him earlier. I mean, he needs to be there, right? He needs to be in that top 10 at least.
The consensus number at Action Network is plus 6240. So I think that's stupid. I'm going to actually find you an actual odd. 6240.
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to go find an actual number. I'm going to find an actual number that you can actually get for Haynes King to win the Heisman.
And I tell you a game to keep an eye on, too. And I don't think he's this caliber quarterback. But if Rocco Becht has a big game against Iowa this weekend, you're going to hear some noise on him. I don't think he's that level.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that there's too many like 195 or 205-yard games in that league. He's going to have a couple of those.
Yeah. You were just – yeah, that's true.
I do think he's going. I played his higher than his passing total on underdog because it was a little bit low. Haynes King is 60-1, basically 60-1 or 65-1, depending on where you go.
Not there's some value there, right?
Not bad. Oh yeah. There's value there.
Great point by Texter 5245 here. It says if Haynes King is on the list, that means Clemson will need to play against three of the top Heisman candidates in the course of the season. Not a bad point.
Right now, on the schedule, based on what I'm seeing right now, Garrett Nussmeier, the best odds you can find for Nussmeier is plus 625. The best odds you can get for Lenora Sellers, plus 900. You can still get plus 800 for Cade. That's okay. You want to shred your money, go ahead. King is down the list. I will say that. King is down the list. Like Carson Beck. I mean, Carson Beck looked good now. Were we a year early on Carson Beck? Heisman 12-1 right now.
Let's see. Let's not forget about Kevin Jennings, too. See what they do.
That's a great point. I'm still trying to find Jennings. Where is he? 50-1. Kevin Jennings. 50-1.
Darian Mensah?
Darian Mensah. Oof.
Yeah, he's going to be a page two guy.
Still scrolling. 80-1. 80-1.
That's better than I would have thought, though.
Can I tell you something?
Where is that in terms of a number, you think?
This is, all right.
Is that 20th, 15th?
It's like in the realm of like right outside the top 25 guys.
Oh, that's
basically
okay.
Where it is. There's a lot of 50 to 1. There's a lot of 30 to 1, 41, 51 in there. Darian Mensah and Austin Mack, the backup quarterback for Alabama, have the same Heisman odds at Caesars. Austin Mack is double on ESPN Bet. Austin Mack is 75 to 1, and Darian Mensah is 150 to 1. Actual
That's
player
stupid.
At Duke has double the odds, double the payout of the backup quarterback at Alabama.
Well, that's because we're talking Duke football and Alabama football.
I mean, like...
One more, and we got to go to break. Thomas Castellanos, text or ask.
As high as 60 to 1, which I would take that at Caesars. Caesars giving you 60 to 1, you take that. Most of them have him 25 to 1 or 30 to 1. I would say, like, I'm looking at 7 books right now. 4 of them have him 30 to 1, anywhere from 25 to 1 to 60 to 1 for Castellanos. He's going to score a lot of touchdowns in Gus's offense.
Miller Moss at Louisville should not be on the Heisman list, but a serviceable quarterback, and, you know, we'll see.
Would you believe 30 to 1?
30 to 1?
Is the lowest side 30. Anywhere from 30 to 60.
If you can't keep the starting quarterback job with Lincoln Riley as your head coach, you don't need to be on a Heisman list. The point here, back to the text you're talking about facing Heisman candidates, there are some really good quarterbacks. Not necessarily great teams, but some really good quarterbacks on Clemson's schedule this year.
No doubt about it. We'll step aside, take a break, come back, get some picks right after this.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens at the Market at the Mill. Buy, sell, and trade Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4, guns, knives, ammo, and more. This weekend, Great American Gun Show, Market at the Mill, Pumpkin Town Highway, Pickens.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, and we've got some exciting news. We're opening something brand new on the square, Four Men on Exchange, your new place for gifts, garment, and gear. While the women's stuff's across the street at New Teak Boutique, we've now got you covered from head to toe at Four Men on Exchange. While we are currently in our pop-up location, as we wait for the new building to be renovated, you can follow along the progress on Instagram and Facebook. Four Men on Exchange, your place for gifts, garments, and gear.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. The Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls takes Nick Costello and I on an interstation rivalry this week as Daniel High School, home of William Quackenbush, takes on Faxon Childress's J.L. Mann Academy. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night for the rest of the season live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kay takes a shot, got a snap, blitz coming. Kay gets away from the blitz, rolls right side, throws downfield, got a man wide open, Moore inside the 10, catches it. Inside the five, touchdown!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Number two continues out of bounds. William Quackenbush and Ben Milstead with you. Thanks for joining us here on the program today. 654 Roar is the number, 654-7627. If you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams & Roofing text line in the show, we're going to talk some picks coming up in this segment. First, let me tell you about our friends at Underdog. This NFL season, it is underway. And it was really fun. We got a game tonight, Chiefs Chargers. I'm looking forward to some action on Underdog. So many different ways to play. All you do is pick higher or lower in your favorite player stats. You get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, starting with as little as $1. Again, I told you, I was heavily involved in the action last night with Underdog, and there are no plans to slow down tonight. Let's just say that out front. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Let's get back to our contest, Ben. We did about half the games yesterday, and we still have about half the games to go. These are our station picks. And a lot of these were very close. I think we did four games yesterday. We talked about Troy Clemson extensively. We did Baylor SMU. We did Virginia NC State. By the way, one other thing on Virginia NC State that I failed to mention yesterday. You know, Virginia has covered the spread in their first ACC game three times in a row. NC State has failed to cover three times in a row. And you might be saying, well, Kwok, this isn't an ACC game. Yeah, but I've declared that it is for the purposes of that stat. Virginia NC State is a non-conference game between ACC teams because conferences now are stupid. They are exclusively stupid entities, and we don't play each other enough. Did we talk about Iowa-Iowa State, Ben, yesterday?
We did a little bit, yes.
That was a close spread. We both went Iowa State on yesterday's show.
All offseason, I thought for sure I'm going Iowa here. In fact, did I play Iowa in our win
total? Team total, yeah. Let me see.
Regardless,
here.
Iowa
over 6.5. Yeah.
There's something about this one. I'm just uneasy. Iowa State is so far has been better than I thought they were going to be. Rocco Becht has 5 touchdowns and a rushing TD already. They've been really good in the red zone. And I don't know. There's something else about this one. Oh, one thing that does make me really question my Iowa State pick, though, is do you know Iowa's won 6 in a row on the road here?
That's my pause. That's why it's not in our OO Bank picks this week. Because I think Iowa State is better. I'm continuing to ride. Like, Iowa State won a game in Ireland. Those teams tend to play well, at least better than their counterparts, and that has held up through 2 weeks.
What's the point total on this game?
I think it's 41.5. Let me go look. It's not great because it's been bet down, because this under, I think this under is like 17-3 in the last 20 years. Like, these teams do not score ever in this game. But if there was ever a year that you might get an over, it might be this one. Let me see what this number is. It opened at like 43.5 or 44.5. It is. Okay, I'm looking at 43.5. There are 43.5s out there. 42.5, 43.5 is what I'm seeing.
Doesn't that make it sound like a game you just don't want to watch?
Yeah, I don't want any part of this. I would love to take the under here, but I don't know that I can. I don't love Iowa State's defense, and we talked about that. Iowa's defense has more questions than they have in a few years.
Yeah, I think if I was going to play that, I would go over that number, actually.
By the way, can we back up for a second? I'm just noticing this. Are you locking in SMU in the OO Bank? Are you locking in SMU -2.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we talk about that yesterday? How you were playing it?
Do not remember.
I don't remember that either. I don't remember a lot from yesterday. A lot of good food.
I can tell you all 8 favorites that we had.
I for sure don't remember exactly what we got to.
We'll go over that whole list at some point.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll break that whole thing down.
Rapid fire.
Ole Miss, Kentucky. I do remember that we talked about this one because it's me and Walt on Kentucky. I feel good about this game. I feel really good about this game, and I've actually got 2 plays on this game. I'm going to take the 10 with Kentucky, and I'm also taking the under in this game.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I think the under.
What's our number here?
The last 3 times that these have played, I think it's 50.5.
Okay.
I'm trying to. I've just refreshed, so I'm trying to make sure I get that number exactly right. Yeah, 50.5. That's been bet down some, but like the last couple years, it's a race to 24 max. And you know, we've seen this from Ole Miss. They run up the score against hapless foes, and then the first time they meet stiff competition, they have a hard time. And I think more so than the 10 points that I'm getting here, which actually today would be 9.5. So I'll play it at 9.5 in our OO Bank. But with 10 points, I mean, if Kentucky covers this, I can't imagine they're scoring 30. So I'm sort of assuming a low-scoring game anyway.
I went Ole Miss here. I know what Kentucky did to them last year, but Kentucky's always been, whether they're the most talented team or not, they're usually are not. They've always had a level of physicality on defense. I mean, a really physical team. They did not look that way against Toledo to me. They just didn't. Now, you're going to be more up for Ole Miss than you were playing Toledo, which almost bit you in the butt last week. But they just didn't have that. I don't know. There's something about it. Just didn't look like that same level of physicality. And I think that really gave Ole Miss trouble last year. I mean, when Ole Miss played teams that could really punch you in the mouth, they kind of backed down.
I don't
know that Kentucky has that available this year.
That's why I'm shying away from picking them to win the game. You remember last year, they had the 4th-and-2 where they had the deep ball, where I think it was Brown. It was either Brown or Key, one of the guys that's not there anymore, that catches like the 50-yard bomb to set them up for the touchdown. Who is doing that this year? I don't even know. I'm just assuming that Kentucky can frustrate Ole Miss and keep the game within a score. Because I think Ole Miss, I mean, I'm thinking like 24-17 is kind of what I'm thinking for a final score here.
I think this is more like a 35-17. I'm not sure this is even going to be close, is my guess.
Okay.
Keep in mind, they gave up 16 to Toledo last week.
We have South Florida, Florida in the station contest. 7 of the 12 taking the Bulls over Florida. This is a game that if we didn't have to pick it, I would love to just watch.
Well, you can still do that.
Well, I know that. But you know what I mean? Like, I would like to sort of get information.
Don't we want South Florida to be good?
Yes.
I feel like we're kind of pulling. I mean, they're the underdog here. Pleasantly surprised with their Boise State win. And not just a win. I mean, that almost counts as two to me, the way that they dominated that game. We want them to push Florida, right?
Yes.
It's a lot of points for this matchup, but I don't know. I just could not convince myself that they're gonna push them. What number are we playing today?
17.5.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. But it's got to be a lot of points for a reason.
Florida's going to win by 17.
See, and that's
I'm going to lose on the hook.
It seems basically right, you know? It seems basically right, but after the way that South Florida looked and just absolutely throttling Boise State, 34-7. And you know what? They did it with the type of disruptive plays that you need to win a game like this against Florida. They did, like, they forced, five fumbles? I mean, they were incredibly disruptive getting their hands on the football. They had a couple sacks. Like, they really – Boise State was able to move it some. They were able to move it enough, but they couldn't score at all. And they really – I'm not even sure they should have scored 7, to be honest with you. I mean, they just – they were – you don't talk about pee down your leg. I mean, they were in no way capable of scoring a ball when they got close. Florida, meanwhile, played Long Island, who's probably like a 2-win FCS team. So, I have no clue what they actually are.
True.
We have no way of knowing.
You know, I was just looking at our picks. There's a whole lot of games – ways that I went on these picks that I really hope I'm wrong. That's a weird that's not a fun way to watch football, Quack, when you're kind of divided against you. Like, really, I hope I'm wrong about Iowa State. I hope I'm wrong about Ole Miss Kentucky. I hope I'm wrong about South Florida and Florida.
You got to be right, though. Yeah. We're trying to win. You know, it's an information. It's an engaging and informative show.
Hope I'm
we got
wrong
going
about Clemson Troy, for that matter.
True. I've seen a lot of predictions for Clemson Troy that's like dead on the number. Like, that basically most people, I think, assume that Vegas is right. And honestly, if you think Vegas is right, you probably should take the points here. You probably should. I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'm texting back and forth with Eric McLean, our very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure out how to get him on. He finished up a SportsCenter hit early. He texts me, he goes, "Hey, just tape SportsCenter. Let's do 145. So when when Eric McElhinney says, let's do 145, we do 145. Eric McElhinney joins us next. Stay with us. Hour two continues when we return.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
I'm having such a great time tailgating, but now's the moment to go.
Go where? The game's an hour away.
I need the porta potty.
Thankfully, that's never a problem at Death Valley. Unless the lines are too long.
Little John Portable Toilets have been serving Clemson football games for over 25 years. Their toilets are orange, which gets fans fired up for the game, and they are super clean. They even have restroom trailers. Whether construction or special events, Little John is the go-to. LittleJohnToilets.com. That's LittleJohnToilets.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com. and click on the podcast tab.
Well, you know the name of this song?
I don't.
You sure you don't? The name of this song is Let's Go!
Oh!
Come on, man.
Oh, that's good now.
You gotta know this stuff.
That's good. Well, now I know. Now I know.
I bet Eric McLean knows the name of that song.
I bet he knew.
I bet I'm not the first person to do that.
I bet it's his alarm in the morning.
Let's go.
Eric McLean of ACC Network fame and Clemson lore joins us on the program. Eric McLean, let's go!
Let's go, baby. Hey, Ben, I do have to give you credit. A, I did not know the song. B, no one's ever done that. So that's super unique, man. I love that.
Oh, awesome. Well, now it's yours, man. It's your
one
the,
of one.
The Cars made it, wrote that just for you. Claps for me.
Mac. Let's rip the Band-Aid off, pal. I've heard you talk about it on every podcast you're on. You're on so many now. let's talk about the Tigers. What did you see last week?
Yeah, a lot of disappointment, man. I'm sure you guys have hashed it out ad nauseum. But I think the biggest things that were disappointing to me, because here's the deal. With our new schedule and our new format with ACC Huddle, like, I'm done at 3 o'clock. And so at 3:01, I'm full fan mode, and I'm locked in and super excited to be home and do all these things. So I got to, you know, there were no distractions. I'm watching every single play, all these different things. And I think what was most disappointing from Clemson's perspective is a couple of things. A, you thought your quarterback, that play was way in the past. The scrambling for no reason, missing wide-open guys, looking at coverages and knowing where to go to the ball or not go with the ball. You thought all that was done, and it reared its ugly head back up, and, man, it was a weird feeling, you know, like it was 2023 all over again. You're like, oh, my goodness, here we go. Not good. The second thing, I thought the offensive line play was really poor, and it was kind of weird why. And I know there's some videos floating around. It seems like every member of the Clemson family has tagged me in this thing and said, what do you think? What are your thoughts?
I've seen you in a lot of comment sections this week.
I know, dude. It's a bunch. And, you know, at the end of the day, are we saying Matt Luke sucks now? Like, is that what we're doing? I think that's outrageous, you know, to ever insinuate that. But those guys didn't play well. And, you know, they didn't play to the standard. And, you know, there were a couple of really easy nothing's easy. There were a couple of basic things that were led to mistakes. And that was kind of frustrating to see receivers being the last piece of the puzzle. You know, just kind of thinking that, you know, they were going to be super elite and be able to overcompensate if there were any faults, if there were any things of that nature. And, you know, there were a couple of drops. There were a couple of, you know, guys not getting separation when Cade was looking at them. So that was kind of the big three that, you know, I was really, you know, kind of excited about and thinking the offense would be able to take that step. But with all that said, you have to give LSU all the credit in the world. That defense was nothing that we have seen over the past 2 years. Those guys played out of their mind. They executed their plan 100% success. And that was, you know, from just a football fan perspective, that was cool to see because they had a clear plan and they executed it from the first snap.
I want to get your thoughts on – oh, go ahead, Ben.
Well, Eric, just a follow-up on that. How much of the offensive line could have just been first game? You mentioned that LSU kind of executed at 100%. I feel like they executed at a higher rate than you would normally see in an opener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree. But the one thing that I will say is defenses are typically farther ahead than offenses early. I don't know why that is. That's just kind of what historically we have seen. And that held really true. And, you know, I don't want to make any excuses, Ben. I think what you're saying is probably true. But at the end of the day, these guys have played so much ball together and so much ball, period. That doesn't fly to me. Like, you've got to be ready.
Yeah.
You have to be ready. And you know the opponent. You've known it for a year. You know that's coming down the track, and you've got to be ready to go. And so that was pretty frustrating to me. Like, even a communication standpoint, like, I'm not going to just sit here and call out names. We could if you wanted to, I guess. But, I mean, just a targeting perspective where a guy is it's clear as day that, he has the walk-up outside linebacker or the split-out edge. And for whatever reason, in pass pro, he decides to go inside, and there's a free rusher right in Cade's face. There's a double team, going, and the defensive end just splits it. Like the easiest split I've ever seen. Like there was minimal effort from the defensive end, and he split it straight got in the backfield, tackle for loss. There was just a bunch of things of that nature, targeting and not getting to the next level. It was frustrating. It was frustrating to watch. So, again, I don't think it's coaching. I don't think these guys stink. Whatever it is, you get it figured out. And you've got Troy, and then you've got a really, technically sound, difficult attack in Georgia Tech, and you're going to Atlanta, a place that historically has not been fun for Clemson.
All right, one of the things, and I'm glad you brought this up, because one of the reasons I want to talk to you today is, I've seen these breakdowns. I mean, I've watched way too many, individualized plays. There's
Hurt your brain, man.
Listen,
don't hurt your brain.
There's so many assumptions that people make to draw conclusions. Yes. Listen, the assumption that a play is always executed as it's coached is ludicrous.
Correct.
And this is former players who apparently have never done anything that was different from what their coach said. The other thing is, I watched the guy say, and you can help me with this. I watched the guy go, all right, this play right here was poorly coached because here's what we're going to do. We're going to double hat this up and we're going to do all this. And what needs to happen is the tight end needs to be on the other side because of this. And I'm going, well, that's not coaching. That's the quarterback. Right. The coaches don't know what side the tight end needs to go and where Harold Perkins is. I thought some of the coaching stuff is like, your quarterback has to get you in a better play. Am I wrong about that?
Well, sure. And how much freedom does Cade have to do that is another question. But also, when you start talking about this player needs to be here, this player needs to be there, that's a different play. So now you're drawing a different play.
Right.
So sure, if you're talking about calling a different play, sure, no duh. That's why it didn't work. That's why you're criticizing it. It didn't work. And so that's kind of my thing there. I will say this, though. There was one play in particular that I had said that night, the first thing on a podcast, and some of the, I guess the excuse that was made for why Gideon Davis did not play more was because he missed a block and was tackled. And here's my biggest quarrel, and I'm trying not to get more fired up about this because it does tick me off. He's not a blocking back.
Right.
He's a running back. I want the ball in his hand. I don't care if he can pass block or if he can not block one of the best outside linebackers in the world. No duh. I know he can't do that yet. He's a true freshman. But can he take it 90? Probably. And we didn't get to see that. And that's what's frustrating to me, that A, he was put in that situation, because I do think that that's a little bit of negligence, that you put him in that situation in his first collegiate snap, and then B, the excuse for him not to touch the ball was because he did not perform the task that you gave him to do, which was impossible to do. So that right there, and again, that's such a minor thing. It was one play. But that did frustrate me, because I thought that young man, given the opportunity, could have helped.
And I appreciate the dedication to making sure everybody does it right. But by that standard, if you held everybody to the standard that you held Gideon Davis, then there wouldn't have been anybody on the field.
That's right.
I mean, right.
That's
I mean, everybody
right.
made
we
a mistake.
Pulling people from the stand.
I mean, is that okay? So once again, we're having to make some assumptions. But in that particular play, one of my buddies sent that play to me yesterday. And he goes, all right, what am I looking at here? And what I said is the only way this makes sense is if it was just wildly poorly coached and designed, or if Cade flipped the play and didn't flip the backs. Because you have a really good blocking back that could have led the way for Davidson going the other way. I mean, what are the chances that happened?
No. I don't think Cade switched it. Because if he would have switched it, we would have heard that. We would have heard from Coach Sweeney, our quarterback changed the play. He didn't change the – we would have heard that. He said directly Gideon did not block the guy he was supposed to. So
that's a good point.
That's a called play. He was put in that situation by them.
Let's talk about a couple other games. You're in Durham right now.
Come on. Do you know where I'm saying? Hey, Kwok, you know me very well. Ben, you know me very well. Where am I standing right now doing this interview?
Center court, Cameron Indoor Stadium.
You're gosh darn right you are, baby. Come on.
I can't believe you got cell service in there, man.
That is true. There's no one else in here. So
are you on a landline? With like a dial-up rotor?
I had to plug into Ethernet to make this call work.
True story. I played in a manager game there last year. I made a three and checked out. I was like, wow. you don't need me to do anything else. And life's I don't need
complete.
To do anything else.
Life's complete.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all you got to do.
Are you getting buckets today? Like, you getting shots up, or is it all business for you in there today?
Let me tell you. So I had to do a little Sports Center hit. I'm talking with you guys, and then I am actively walking around looking for a ball right now.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, is it as simple, the Illinois-Duke game, as how many points are scored? Like, Duke needs it to be in the 30s, and Illinois wants the game to be slow as Christmas?
I was going to say, typically, that is how games are decided. That's a good point. You know, I do think,
I didn't even realize what I said. Yes.
Yeah. Typically, Clark, that is how we determine a winner and a loser. I would say yes. Illinois wants it to be slow, methodical, boring, and Duke wants to ramp it up with tempo, with, you know, just pushing the ball downfield. Darian Mensa, man, he's the real deal. It was fun watching his tape. I know the score. The good thing about coach's tape, you don't see a scoreboard much. So you're never like, oh, this feels really bad, as if you would watch the TV copy, because it was 10-10 at halftime. It was bizarre. But then they really turned it on, scored 30-something in the second half, and, you know, looked like the Duke offense that we probably are going to see for the majority of the game or the majority of the year. He's freaky, man, and he can get out in space, push the ball downfield, keep his eyes down, and he can take off and run as well if he needs to. So I think Duke feels really good about that. And then just defensively, you know, they've got to hit. They've got to bring them down. Illinois is going to want to run. They're going to want to possess the ball. And Luke Altmyer, their quarterback, he does not make mistakes. So you're going to have to trick him and try to put him in adverse situations, get him behind the sticks, force them to throw the ball.
Let's talk about – there's a couple other interesting ones in the ACC. We're not – Clemson, Troy ain't it. But – there are some opportunities for some really good vibes and some good like the conversation. First of all, let me ask you this. We got about 2 minutes left, so I'll squeeze this one in. When Miami wins, when Florida State plays the way they did, Clemson loses, and the ACC is like getting a bunch of love. You got to be shocked about that.
Yeah, let me just tell you, never in my 7 football seasons of working has Clemson lost and the ACC gets credit. This is a cool feeling. I'm not going to lie. It feels good to have other people working on the group project with you when you maybe don't have your best stuff. So that was exciting. And to hear people like Scott Van Pelt and others rave about the ACC, specifically Miami and Florida State, that's good for business. That's a really impressive thing. And the fact that Clemson plays Florida State at home, potentially could see Miami in the ACC championship, that's good for the league. And, you know, I think just seeing the way that they won, you know, obviously Miami was an underdog at home, and just – it's weird. The score wasn't indicative of I felt the game flow was. I never for 1 second thought, oh, here we go. Miami's not going to be able to pull it out. It just felt like they were in control the whole time. It felt like they were very vanilla. They got about, you know, second quarter in, and they're like, okay, we can do the minimum and win this game. And they did. And whether that was strategic or, again, whether they just felt like get in, get out, get this W, they were able to accomplish that. Love what I saw from the defense. Flying around, defensive line handled business and looked really good. That's going to be a good Notre Dame team. And I like, you know, CJ Carr. I think he showed a lot of moxie, and he's going to grow and continue to be a good quarterback. And then Florida State, my God. I mean, Bama ain't felt like that since 2018. Me and Ben are hanging out on the sideline singing, you know, Sweet Home Alabama. That was That's probably right. the last time they felt that manhandled. And it was fun to watch, to be honest. And, you know, it was probably, unless you were in that locker room, highly unexpected, just because of how poor they looked a year ago, how lack of physicality, discipline, and it was a completely different team, which that's the beauty of the portal. You can do that very quickly, and they did. Yeah. They hit, and I think Tommy Castellanos and company, they're going to be in business, man. He's fun to watch, and he backs up what he talks about.
Mac, we got to run. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, I'm going to be in this corner just knocking them down, brother. I appreciate y'all.
Love it.
97.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
A fan favorite for almost 4 decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education, and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
knowing that I can go to where I want to go to, study what I want to study. Having a life scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get